Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Tuesday, baby. It is twisted all the way up Tuesday, my darlings. Broadcasting live from the winter city, baby. It is sunny on today, really nice around here on today, sunny and 47 degrees. I mean, that is awesome for the winter city, 47 degrees on today. Listen up in here. It is January 10th, 2023, 3 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 4 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the U.K., and Germany, and my honorary member in India. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbarum, Gumbarum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, Gumbarum.com. We do have two flavors of Gumbarum. We have natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold. We also have natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and founder of Gumbarum is Steve Gum. Baby, baby, baby. Shut the door and keep on walking. Listen, I got some bad music for you on today. Independent artist Notions. Notion is a self-influenced music producer from Canada. Let me tell you something. She's been motivated and inspired by many different artists all through the years. Let me tell you something up in here. Before I get into the music with Notions, I want you guys to do me just a little bit of favor while you're on Facebook. You know we on Facebook all day long. You know, use the keyword Fierce Female when the page comes up. Give it a like, and I will greatly, greatly appreciate it. Now listen. You know Mama. Mama going to sing something wild in the news again. There's always something wild that's going on around here. Do y'all believe this? Now listen. Check this out up in here. A bride canceled a wedding because the guests refused to pay to get in. I don't know what world is she living in. This story came out about 5 hours ago. Now, listen, I could not make this up. And she was on Facebook talking about how she canceled her wedding. Listen, who in the world is going to pay to go to somebody's wedding? Now, listen up in here. This is what she did. She planned this big, extravagant wedding. The wedding, she says the wedding cost her $60,000. So listen, in order for her to pay off the huge bill from her wedding, she wanted her guests to pay $1,500 a piece to attend the wedding. They told her, no way, we're not paying $1,500 to go to your wedding. So listen, she did a GoFundMe page and she raised about $250. So that tell you something right there, lady. Listen, Miss Bride. Did you know that people don't pay to go to weddings? Did you know that, honey? Let me tell you something. This is what you got to do. Now, listen, if you want to have a wedding that's going to cost you $60,000, this is what you're going to do. Listen, you have to eat beans and rice every day. You got to save your money, honey. Listen, you and your fiance, you got to eat beans and rice. You got to save your money. You know, you got to wash some cars. You got to shine some shoes. You do whatever you got to do to pull off your dream wedding. Do you hear me up in here? When you charge people money to get into your wedding, that is so ratchet. That is ratchet ghetto style, because guess what? Ain't nobody trying to go to no wedding that's paying $1,500. Are you kidding? I could spend two nights at the Four Seasons for $1,500. You know what I'm saying. I'd rather go to the Four Seasons and watch a wedding on TV. You know what I'm saying. Listen, I can take my little tail down to the Four Seasons. You know, turn on the little television, watch whatever movie I want to watch. You know, I can watch Runaway Bride. You know what I'm talking about. So listen, ain't nobody doing that up in there. They told her something. They only gave her $250 on her GoFundMe. Ain't nobody trying to do that. Now listen, let's get up all into the music. Let's get into the music up in here. Listen, you know the music is being heard all over the world. Listen, y'all check this out. I got some bad music on today, and it is really expressive. And some very expressive music. It is like house music, EDM. The genre is like a house EDM music. It is really, really house, really, really hot. I listened to it on yesterday. I was like, this is pretty cool. I'm loving it. So to me, it's like a genre of music is house. And let me tell you something. The first one I'm going to play is facial expressions. Once again, it's facial differences. Let me correct that. Facial differences. And this one is my favorite because you have to be really, really creative and talented to pull off what she's pulling off. So once again, the name of this one is Facial Differences, and it is my favorite. Take a listen. This is by Notions, independent artist Notions. Once again, the name of the single is Facial Differences. Take a listen to this. All right, that is facial differences. I love what she did with this piece of music. Guess what? I think it's really ingenious. To me, when I listen to it, you know what I think about? How in the world does somebody put facial differences to music? And when I listen to the song, it's like right away I can see in my mind's eye facial differences and facial expressions. I really can. It's almost like to me. Tommy, you know, I'm just, this is the way I'm feeling it. When I listen to the music, facial differences, it's almost like I can see facial expressions, different facial expressions and differences. And I think it's pretty cool. I don't know how she pulled that off, but I think it's pretty ingenious what she did with the music. You know, it's almost like she did an impersonation in music. It's almost like she took each beat and like, you know, when you blink your eye or make an expression, and she has the sound of it on music. So you get what I'm saying up in here. So when you see somebody smile, she took the smile that you see on somebody's face and interpreted in the music. That's what I get from it. That is what I get from it. And when you see somebody frown or somebody squinting, she interprets that expression on a person's face and put it in facial differences. Now, ain't that's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. You know, can't nobody do that. That you got to be a genius to do something like that. And to me, that is what she demonstrates in her music, and that is what she did. Also, I got independent artist D-Funkin' is coming up. He is back. He back on the scene. He got some really hard stuff. Listen, I got some more music also for an independent artist, Notions. This one is called Broken Images. Right. That is independent artist Notions, and that one is Broken Pictures. And he does it again with the sound. This is EDM music, electronic dance, and genre house music. So once again, it's Broken Pictures by independent artist Notions. He does it again with the sound. I think it's really ingenious what he does. Broken Pictures, you know, it's like you can imagine broken pictures, the music that he's making and the sound and the different instruments that he's using. Listen, I got some more music that's coming up. It's a musical salute. I want you to know it's a musical salute for independent artist Notions and independent artist B-Funkin'. Listen, this one is Bring Out the Funk in Me. Bring Out the Funk in Me. This is by B-Funkin'. Y'all check this out up in here.
When you see me in my looking fly, when you see me in my ride, leaning to the side,
one. It's really about just having fun. When you see me and I'm looking fly. When you see me and my ride leaning to the side. I know I have a different type of swag. You know I always roll with my goodie bag to keep my I'm looking fly. When you see me in my ride, leaning to the side. When you see me in the club, give me love. When you see me with that glow from my blue.
Right, that's Bring Out the Funk in Me. That is independent artist B Funkin'. So listen, guys, I am pretty much out of time. It's been a stone cold blast. You heard on today independent artist Notions with Broken Pictures and Facial Differences. And you also heard independent artist B Funkin' Bring Out the Funk in Me. Let me say this up in here. You know something? I'm going to say this to B Funkin' because this man has a way of bringing the 80s and the 90s back. Now, listen, I know it's 2023, but you know something? We ain't had no Bootsy Collins. None of that. We ain't had no Bootsy Collins. We ain't had no other group like Parliament. We ain't had none of that. No, and we probably never will until B. Funkin'. Now, listen, you know, it might be a little bit out of his comfort zone. Now, what I'm getting ready to say, I'm getting ready to lay this down on the real, on the real, on the real. Listen, we have not had another artist to be on the scene like Bootsy Collins. Y'all, I'm talking about the whole, I wish I could do B. Funkin's image consultant. I wish I could. I sure enough wish I could. Now, listen, because the way Parliament, we ain't had nobody to be that imaginative. We have not had that type of creativity when you bring the whole scene to the stage. And to me, I'm just being real. That is what's missing in the music industry today. You know, of course, you got Lady Gaga. She does her thing. You know, that's what I'm talking about. The whole thing, the whole image consultant, the whole package. And see, with B. Funkin', he could pull that off. The whole image, well, you know, with the glasses, the hair, the stack heels, or whatever you want to do. I wish I could do his image consultant. You know what I'm saying up in here. And just like, what's his name, Elton John. You know, I'm talking about the whole package. People, I don't know if it's a fear to really come up out of themselves, because when you're an artist, you got to really let go. You got to do the whole thing. You got to do the whole nine yards with your image consultant, put the whole package together. And guess what, people? It takes time, heart, and hard work. It takes hard work and time to put it out there. Listen, and this, sometimes, remember back in the day when the Jackson 5 first came out and Diana Ross was working with them and she did the image consultant with them and she threw that thing together so fast, she put together those costumes, she went to the store, just got what she had to get, and she put that thing together. Now listen, that's what you got to do, people. When you're working with a budget and you may not have the budget to really pull it off big time the way you want to do it and you're working on the budget, you got to know. Let me tell you something, you got to know where to go to get what you got to get. Listen, let me tell you something up in here. You can go to the thrift store. I have done it. Listen, I have went to the thrift store, did my image consult. I do my own image consulting. Went to the thrift store, got what I had to get, put that stuff together, and you know what? Boom, bada, boom, bada, boom. Nobody even knows that you look like $1 million by the time you get done. Nobody knows where the stuff came from. And it's like, that's what you got to do. That's what you got to do when you're an artist. That's what you got to do. You got to be creative. You got to think outside the box. And I'm saying that to be funkin'. You know, I don't know how he does his image consulting when he's on stage performing, but I am telling you, when you get to the point of really performing the way you want to perform in front of thousands and thousands of people, that's what I would do with your image. I will recreate you into an image that is so phenomenal you wouldn't even know who you were, your own self. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. And same thing with Notions. I love that name, Independent Artist Notions. You can do a whole lot with that. See, I think a lot of artists have lost the creativity. That everybody wants to get to be a millionaire overnight. It ain't happening that fast. It don't happen that fast. You know, it takes time. It takes planning, preparation. You got to have your blueprint, your marketing. And I'm telling you, it takes time to get it together. So listen, with Independent Artist Notions, you got a really interesting name. Notions is really interesting, and you can go in a lot of different directions with that name and your creativity and your image consulting. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast, but guess what? I'll be back later on today to do it all over again. In the special words of Don Kaneez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and food.